Hey, it's Angela Yee from Way Up with Angela Yee. Imagine swapping your car keys for a chance to move your body, better mental health, connecting with your community, and creating memories without spending money. Join me and embrace nature's pace by taking a walk, hike, or a bike ride with Rails to Trails Conservancy, because our time on the trail is so much more than a day outside. Get ideas for getting outside at railstotrails.org/iHeart and on social media at Rails to Trails.
Tired of endless diets and weight loss struggles? It's time to say goodbye to frustration and hello to results. Introducing Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD, your breakthrough solution to fight stubborn body fat. Imagine burning fat, balancing glucose levels, and regulating metabolism in just 12 weeks. This unique 2-in-1 product combines the power of two clinically studied ingredients in one revolutionary formula. Berberine, which targets abdominal fat, and OEA, which curbs your appetite. With just 2 capsules a day, Smart Metabolic Burn by BrainMD can kickstart your metabolism, fight stubborn body fat, especially that pesky abdominal fat, and support your weight management journey. And right now, save over 30% on Smart Metabolic Burn at GetSmartBurn.com. The lowest price anywhere. That's GetSmartBurn.com. Don't delay. Transform your life with Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. Our products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Now turn into Angela, what I call her, Yee. Way up.
Monday, it's Way Up, and we have an action-packed fun week for you guys. Candace Diller Bassett is going to be joining us all week, guest co-hosting. Hey, Candace.
Good morning.
Good morning. I know we were all up watching Real Housewives of Potomac yesterday.
It was on, wasn't it?
Yes, you were on.
They don't want me to be off, okay? I can't do anything but be on with those girls. Yes.
Yes, so we're going to discuss, of course, this morning and all week.
Yes.
We have time. And if there's any questions you have, definitely hit us up and I'll make sure I ask her on the air.
Yes.
Hopefully you guys had a great weekend. We do have a special guest joining us today. My boy Michael Arsenault will be joining us. You like Michael?
I love Michael.
And he loves Real Housewives.
He does. Yes. We became friends. I read his first book, I Can't Date Jesus.
Oh, yep.
And I fell in love with him. So
okay,
I'm
good.
So happy to see he has a new book out.
Yes, I finally bought some Jordans. So he'll be joining us today to talk about his brand new book. But in the meantime, let's start the show off with some positivity. Like Candace always tries to do.
Tries.
800-292-5150. Call us up and let us know who you want to spread some love to. Who do you guys want to shine a light on? Again, that's 800-292-5150. It's Way Up.
I'ma shine. I'ma shine.
Turn your lights on, y'all.
Turn your lights on.
Spreading love to those who are doing greatness.
Shine a light on them. Shine a light on them.
It's time to shine a light on them.
All right, it's Way Up with Angela Yee. I'm Angela Yee, and my girl Candace is here from Real Housewives of Potomac.
What's going on?
I got so many things to ask you about today.
Oh, gosh.
By the way, but let's shine a light. Now, today I want to shine a light on Lieutenant Trinae Young. She is the first black woman who is a captain for the New York State Police Department. So, shout out to her. Wow. They've made a historical appointment that was on March 14th. She is the captain for the Bureau of Criminal Investigation. She's the first black woman to be promoted to this position. She started her career in 2007 in the force. And so, yes.
That's a great way to almost round out Women's History Month.
I know, you're right.
Honoring women. And then, you know, we're coming out of Black History Month, so it's like we're getting a Black History Month nod and a woman's nod. I love that for us.
Listen, we celebrate all year.
We do.
Too.
Yes.
You know, we extra highlighted during this time, but all year we celebrate
that's
that.
That's right, as we should be.
All right, so a shout out to you, Miss Trinae Young, Lieutenant Trinae Young,
put
who is now Captain Trinae Young.
Yes.
Now, who do you guys want to shine a light on? 800-292-5150. Amina, who you want to shine a light on?
My wife.
Okay. What's her name? And tell us why.
Her name's Sierra. And just because she's so supportive, she goes above and beyond. And she really holds me down. And I truly appreciate her.
Oh, that's sweet. You decided to call up here today for your girl, Sierra. How long y'all been together?
Well, we've been together for going on 9 years, but known each other for over 20.
And who proposed to who?
She proposed to me.
All right. Well, shout out to you guys. We love love.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, well, that was Shine a Light, 800-292-5150 with my guest host, Candace Diller Bassett from Real Housewives of Potomac. And when we come back, we have your Yeezy. And we're going to talk about Saucy Santana. Why was his name coming up on these podcasts so much? We'll discuss. It's way up.
They say it's truth in the rumors.
From industry shade to all the gossip.
Talk to me.
Angela's spilling that Yeezy.
Talk to him.
All right, it's way up. My girl Candace is here with me from Real Housewives of Potomac, guest hosting. You ready for some Yeezy?
My favorite part.
All right, well, let's talk about the No Chill with Gilbert Arenas podcast featuring Nick Young. Now, there was some controversy because Nick Young admitted that he's friends with Saucy Santana. You know, they became close during filming College Hill.
Okay, yes.
Together, and here is what was said on the podcast.
Okay.
Saucy Santana.
Don't look it up, because you're going to say something funny. Don't look it up. That's my dog. Don't look it up.
Oh, that's your dog? Hell no. Come on, man. No.
The rapper.
That ain't no rapper.
All right.
It sounds like he's like shaming him for being friends with
Saucy. He pulled up a twerking video of Saucy Santana.
Okay.
And Saucy responded, "I really be having to check these N-words. What the F is funny about a straight man saying he cool with me? I'm one of the realest N-words you'll ever effing meet.
Right.
And when your N-words retire from basketball, sit down and STFU.
Ooh.
All right. And I think that's great. Nick was cool with Saucy while they were filming. That's part of what the appeal of the show is. You end up being cool with people that
you wouldn't ordinarily meet in the industry.
Right.
Yes.
Yeah, y'all trying to go to school together, pass, win the competition.
Right. Yes.
All right, well, here's what Saucy Santana had to say.
I don't know what the was funny when you talking to Nick. You laughing. Oh, ha, ha, ha. He your homeboy. He your homeboy. He not a rapper. I am a mother rapper. Second of mother. I know you about to go your mother to that twerk video because you pulled it up too many mother times.
My God, today. Well, I think that's the end. Like, he let him know we can move on. Like, there's nothing else needs to be said.
Well, Gilbert responded, and here's what he had to say.
I'm not going to lie. If I had to rate between who's better, him or Megan Thee Stallion,
stop, man.
I don't know who I'm going to throw my dollars to, dog. A good show is a good show.
Okay.
All right.
See, now that's very progressive.
He cleaned it up.
Yeah, he cleaned it up.
Yeah, I think his first reaction was the natural one.
Mm-hmm.
And then he had to come back and say, oh, like, we're living in this era of fluidity and this era of acceptance. So let me pull this back a little bit and save myself.
And I will say this about Saucy Santana. He also, you know, he is who he is.
Right.
But he's not going to make anybody uncomfortable about who they are. So if he's in the room with you and that's not your vibes, he's still a regular guy.
Yep.
You know?
And we'll chill. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I always would see him at, there's a club in Atlanta. Anytime I'm in Atlanta after a show, I would always go there.
Mm-hmm.
And he's always in there chilling. And he's
always
just chilling. Hanging out with his friends.
Saucy could turn it up and turn it down.
Yeah, I've seen him do both.
Yes. All right. Now, speaking of podcasts, Caitlyn Jenner and Lamar Odom have a new project that they're working on together. They have a new podcast that will provide a unique perspective on the true essence of greatness in sports. So the two of them are teaming up. And their co-host and director, Zach Hirsch, is also going to be joining the duo. So we're going to see them launch this in the upcoming weeks, featuring boxing legend Sugar Ray Leonard as their first guest.
Okay.
That'll be an interesting...
This is another example of using a platform to bring people together that we would not ordinarily see. I don't think I've ever thought of them as being friends.
Right.
They're connected through the Kardashians, but like... Are y'all cool?
Opportunistically, maybe this is a link up.
Maybe.
Opportunistically.
Good for Lamar. Lamar needs this.
Okay.
Yes.
And don't worry, we're going to talk about podcasts with you in a little while.
Uh-oh.
somebody's been sending your text messages to podcasts.
My goodness.
But we'll discuss. As a matter of fact, when we come back, About Last Night is next. That's where we discuss what we did last night. And you know what I did last night? I watched Real Housewives.
You did.
You know I did. So we're going to catch up. My girl Jasmine Brand was on there last night, too.
She was. Yes, on Wendy's podcast.
Yes, she was.
Yes, on her show.
All right. So we'll discuss About Last Night when we come back. And Candace is going to weigh in, too. It's way up.
She is.
Yeah. Last night.
So, about last night.
Last night.
Last night.
Here's how it went down.
It's way up. I'm Angela Yee, and Candace from Real Housewives of Potomac is here.
Good morning, Ting Ting.
Good morning, and this is where we discuss what we did last night. Okay. Now, I had a good weekend. The weather is great in New York.
Yes.
This weekend. It's a little colder during the week, but the weekend was amazing. I went to go eat at Aaliyah, this black woman-owned restaurant in Brooklyn.
Yes.
In Williamsburg. And then, let me see, what else did I do? Oh, I watched Real Housewives of Potomac.
Oh, yes. That show.
As I do every single week. Yes. Now, let's talk about it, Candace.
Let's talk about it. Yes.
So, you and Robin, still no resolution here, but she has been sending text messages between the two of you to a blogger.
She did.
Mm-hmm.
Why does she do that? I'm still trying to figure it out. And then, not owning it is the part that I'm kind of confused by. And this blogger has since exposed himself as somewhat of a colorist. Mm. So it's interesting that she is choosing to, or has choose to align herself with someone like that.
Right, because she's had accusations about being colorist.
Unfortunately. And I don't, and I will say this again, I don't believe that Robin herself is a colorist, but it's just not a good look that she would be aligned with or attached to someone
right.
who is liking and laughing at posts that are referring to myself and Wendy as crunchy black.
Ooh.
Yes.
Oh, wow. Okay, I did not know that. Well, we have a little snippet from the show. Yes? Okay, here we go.
You shared our private text messages with this blogger slash podcaster to try to make me look crazy.
No.
So why else, Robin, would you share our private messages?
To explain why we're no longer
with
friends.
With a blogger.
To explain
and a podcaster.
Why we are no longer friends.
Oof. And you know, I think at this dinner, what was it, a crab?
It was Charisse's crab boil 2.0.
Crab boil, okay.
Because she did one in season one. Yeah.
You know, I don't eat seafood, so I don't know anything about
a crab
boil.
Yeah.
Charisse was getting very upset during this, too, by the way.
That was a lot.
Yeah.
The banging on the table was like...
Do you think she was a little tipsy?
I honestly think that Charisse is really frustrated with the demise of the friendship between Robin and I. Mm-hmm. And, like, she was really frustrated. And it just came out... with her beating, at least it was her table this time.
Right.
Because the last season, she was beat on the table in Mexico. Don't beat on the Mexican tables. Beat on the Charisse's table. So she was beating on her own table. And it really like jolted me. I was like, I have to leave. Like, I don't like this kind of behavior.
As a matter of fact, Robin didn't even want to open the door for you.
Childish.
When she saw that you were coming over.
Yes. Let's grow up.
Okay.
Yeah. But then she invites me to the DR but can't open the door for me. Like, what?
And it's weird because I feel like, and a lot of people will say this, that Robin, perhaps her anger is misplaced.
People have said that a lot. I've seen that a lot. I don't know if that's true. I think it is interesting that I get a lot of animosity from her and we don't see her have any of that toward Juan. Not that she, you know, maybe is not giving him that behind closed doors, but it is, it's weird. It's weird for sure.
All right. And then after that, you simply left.
Good night. I had to catch a flight. I had to go to the BET Awards.
Yeah. And listen, musically, everything feels like that part is going really well.
It is.
Could you see yourself? I saw a lot of announcements, and we'll discuss more of this during YT, of people who are leaving different franchises, not coming back for a new season, which we shall discuss.
Yes.
Have you guys decided what's happening for the next season yet?
I don't know yet.
We
haven't heard anything yet. But when we do, we'll let the people know.
Okay. Yes. All right. Well, that's about last night. And when we come back, we have Tell Us a Secret. 800-292-5150 is the number. Now, Candace is here. And you know, it's no judgment. So we cannot judge people who are calling us up anonymously to tell us a secret.
Tell us all your secrets.
But sometimes we can't help it a little. I mean, these people.
Okay. So we can judge a little bit.
We can judge a little bit.
Okay.
They do some crazy things.
Okay.
All right. 800-292-5150. You are anonymous. You can call us up and tell us a secret.
Yes.
Again, let's impress Candace today.
Give me something salacious and nasty. I want to hear it all.
She's going to write a song about it. All right. 800-292-5150. Tell us a secret.
This is a judgment-free zone.
It's Angela Yee, and my friends from the U.S. Virgin Islands and I are inviting you to the gorgeous islands of St. Thomas, St. Croix, and St. John. USVI holds a special place in my heart. USVI is truly a magical place and a one-of-a-kind travel destination. From USVI's amazing food to the warm hospitality, culture, and breathtaking beaches, USVI has everything you could ever want in a vacation. Did you know you don't need a passport to travel to the USVI when traveling from within the U.S.? That's right, it is so easy. No passport is needed when traveling from the U.S. Be sure to add the U.S. Virgin Islands to your list of places to vacation this year. USVI is one of those must-see places. Visit usvi.com and start planning your next getaway to St. Thomas, St. Croix, and St. John. That's visit usvi.com. I'm headed to USVI for Carnival in St. Thomas in May, and I cannot wait. I hope to see you there. USVI, naturally in rhythm. What's up? It's Angela Yee. And if you know me, you know I have several businesses. Well, one of them had closed down for a little while, but we just reopened it. And that is my juice bar. It's called Nourish Spot BK. And as soon as we reopened, we were really on the clock to find people who can make juices, sandwiches, acai bowls. When you want the best, you have to act quickly or someone else will get it instead. It's like if you're hiring for your business. You want to find the most talented people for your open roles before the competition scoops them up. So what's the best way to do that? ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter finds qualified candidates fast. And right now you can try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/wayup. Maybe you see the perfect candidate. Well, ZipRecruiter's invite to apply feature lets you cut the line. You can invite your top choices to apply, and you can even encourage them to apply sooner. Amp up your hiring performance with ZipRecruiter and find the best fast. See why 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Just go to this exclusive web address right now to try ZipRecruiter for free. ZipRecruiter.com/wayup. Once again, that's ZipRecruiter.com/wayup. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. One of the most important things is having our voices represent us. And that's why Black representation in media means so much to me and also to the Black community. When things happen with current events and entertainment and politics, it is so important that we are speaking for ourselves and not have other people place a narrative on us and who we are, and to tell those stories from our point of view. The next generation of influential Black voices can be found on NPR's new collection, Black Stories, Black Truths. Black Stories, Black Truths is a celebration of Blackness from NPR. Each of NPR's Black voices are as distinct, varied, and nuanced as the Black experience itself. In the Black Stories, Black Truths collection, you'll hear stories of joy, resilience, empowerment, and creating world-shifting things out of struggle. Every episode is a living account about what it means to be Black today, told from a unique Black perspective. From Bobby Shmurda to The Wire, Michelle Obama to reparations, there's no limit to the range of Black stories, Black truths. Black perspectives haven't always been centered in the telling of America's story. Now they are the story. In NPR's Black Stories, Black Truths, you'll find a collection of some of NPR's best podcast episodes celebrating the Black experience. Hear a feed of episodes from across NPR's podcasts that center Black voices. It's NPR Noir. Listen now to Black Stories, Black Truths from NPR wherever you get podcasts.
Tell us a secret.
All right, it's Way Up with Angela Yee. I'm Angela and Candace is here.
I feel like we need to whisper.
I know, because people are telling us their secrets. 800-292-5150. Remember, no judgment.
No.
And they're anonymous.
Yes.
All right, anonymous caller, what's your secret?
So I'm currently pregnant right now.
Congratulations.
Thank you. I've been with my boyfriend for like going on 10 years. Mm-hmm. Okay. And we was kind of having a bad rough patch and I was sleeping around. Mm-hmm. And I think baby may be the other dude, but I'm not for sure.
Ooh.
But I'm just going along with it that maybe he is.
Okay.
Until I had a baby.
Do you have an idea? Like, are you leaning more toward it's probably this person's?
Like, do you track your period? Like, there are apps where you can track when your cycle starts and stops, and you can kind of align that with maybe when you were sleeping.
Yeah, talking to my doctors on details.
Okay.
And it's just like, it's making me, like, I don't even know. I'm real nervous that when it get here in 9 months, it may not look like him.
Okay, so let's like play this out. If it comes out and it's not his baby, what do you think he'll do?
Do a DNA test? Because you can't just tell by how a baby looks.
Yeah, true.
I mean, if I can get away with it, I'm going to get away with it.
Okay.
Do the guys look alike?
In a sense, they are. They're both dark skin. I got a type, so.
Oh, girl, then you're going to be fine.
Oh, my gosh.
Yes.
But, you know, one day, what if he's like, let me go ahead and get a test?
Well,
you
why
know,
would he?
Because what if the other guy is like, I think that could be my baby? Because, you know, guys do think
the
like that.
The other guy is, though. The other guy is. Because when me and him was fooling around, me and him got real, real, real close and really started to fall for each other. So he's like on a, it could be my baby type situation.
Oh, so
I'm telling him it's not. But he's like, I know it could be if I'm the big man.
What would you do if that was you, Candace?
I would have to tell my man now. Like, I couldn't go through a whole pregnancy and have that weighing on me. Like, I would have to let him know.
Can't you find out while you're pregnant too?
Yeah, you can. They can do.
You know what you should do? You should test your side guy.
Yes.
To see.
All alone?
Yes.
Well, no, you could tell him. He knows it could be his, right?
Well, no, don't like uproot his feelings yet. Like, do it on the sneak. Because you don't want him to, like, get any hopes or, like, feel like he could be empowered later to try and blow up your spot. You need to keep this on the low. This is like a, you take this kind of stuff with you to the grave. Look,
who knew Candace was so sneaky?
Is that a Sagittarius thing? Yes. I keep, my stuff goes to the grave. Secretly, like, pluck a piece of hair from his head or however you do it. Get a swab from his mouth when he's sleeping and take it to the lab secretly.
Like, what's she doing in my mouth?
Yeah, listen. He could, while he's asleep. And then go from there.
Well, good luck.
I think I'm going to do that.
Yes.
You got this. Thank you, ladies.
And we're praying for your
a healthy,
healthy
baby.
Yes, baby.
Yes.
Whoever's it is.
Right.
Have a good day.
Thank you. You
Take
too.
Care.
What's up, anonymous caller? How are you?
Hey, how are you?
You want to tell me and Candace a secret?
Yes.
Yes. During my relationship with my fiance, I cheated like 2 or 3 times with a dude, even though she's a girl.
Oh. So a lesbian relationship, you cheated with a guy?
Yes.
Is that,
only because I'm a sexual person. And when we didn't have that type of intimacy, it was just, that's how I just went.
Is this your first time stepping outside of your lesbian relationship?
In a way, yeah. We're going to say yes.
In what? A way, yeah.
Okay, it's a yes or no.
Yeah, I know.
Girl.
You ain't got to lie to us.
Right. All right. No judgment.
It was multiple times. It was multiple times.
Okay.
You think you still like men?
I found that out when I got older.
Okay, so does your girlfriend know that you're bisexual?
She's no longer my fiance at all.
Oh, so y'all broke up because...
That's why I'm able to admit it.
Okay.
Other than that, it would have been to the grave.
You should have taken it to
the grave. Yeah, it would have been to the grave. So that being said, please your partner. Please.
Okay, that's the lesson today. Please your partners.
Please your partners.
Got it.
And congratulations, Ms. G, on your show. It's been a minute, been trying to get through, but congratulations on everything.
Yeah, thank you. We up here having a good time. I appreciate it.
All right, facts.
All right.
Have a good day, guys.
All right, you too. All right, well, that was Tell Us a Secret. You guys did not disappoint.
That was, I'm like riveted. That was
I love
salacious.
The advice that you give, though. All right. In case you couldn't get through, though, 800-292-5150, you can always leave a message. And when we come back, we have your Yeezy. And let's talk about Kanye. His team is saying that over $1 million of apparel was stolen from his warehouse. We'll tell you what's going on. It's way up.
Oh, she about to blow the lid up off this pot.
Let's get it.
Oh, yeah. Angela spilling that Yeezy.
Come and get the tea.
All right, it's way up, and my girl Candace is guest hosting today and all week. She's
here
all week, folks.
Yes.
And let's get into this Yeezy. So Nene Leakes, apparently she's saying that Porsha did not want to shoot an episode of The Upshaws with her, and that kind of cost her that gig.
Mm.
What?
Well, first of all, I have some tea on that. I have some Yeezy. So I was actually also approached for this same role. And I was in L.A. when I got the call, and then I was kind of waiting around to see if they were going to call me, and they never did, so I went home. Kenya, I also heard, was approached for this same role. So they just reached out to all the good housewives, all the acting housewives, and it went to Nene and Porsha, and then I guess Porsha decided it wasn't
her
role.
No, she didn't want to do that. And, you know, Nene had said at the time, she was like, look, we haven't had issues in, you know, over 4 years, so don't do that.
But basically, I feel like Nene was looking at their friendship and conflating that with a work relationship. Clearly, Porsha is fine to kiki and break bread with you and have drinks with you, but she doesn't see you as someone that she wants to work with. Those are two different relationships.
Well, all this comes to date. Nene Leakes apparently in her Instagram story, she was out with her man and then also with Simon and his rumored new flame, Yasmin Ibrahim.
That's nasty work.
Yeah, but I will say Simon posted, "My Habisha sis, keep winning, very proud of you, been my friend before BS." So I guess he's trying to say...
He's trying to clean it up.
Yes, Simon. We were all out, but child, this is somebody I've been friends with.
That was a double date, and NeNe did that to be shady.
NeNe posted it like three times.
She right. Wasn't playing she with wanted y'all. To make sure everybody saw.
You see this?
Yes. Listen, this is what the housewives do. We're a little shady.
All right. And you can say we, because...
Yes.
You a little shady?
I can be. I own my shade. Okay. Yes.
Goodbye to everybody shady. That matters. All right. Now let's talk about Kanye yes. West. His Yeezy team is saying over $1 million worth of Gap apparel was stolen from his warehouse, about $1.2 million worth. Mm. All right. And there was a cease and desist letter because there was a group that was planning to go ahead and do a sale of mm-hmm. these items, and they're saying that the sale for these items was bought legitimately, and they had receipts also to support the claim that the sale was legitimate, but there was a cease and desist as cops went to go and investigate. I don't know what's happening with these missing clothes, but
I don't want to accuse anyone of anything, but this allegedly sounds like a little bit of
some type of fraud, like it was stolen, but then they saw it was sold.
Right.
I don't know what's happening.
Because, like, his apparel line was kind of went downhill. So I feel like maybe he's trying to salvage the last of it. And
yeah, well, sale organizers are saying that, you know, they would... should be able to still sell it. So I don't know. I don't know what's happening with that, but yeah. I think we'll see at
Got
some point.
Speed. Figure it out.
Because in the same time, you know, Kanye's also prepping an $8 million lawsuit against Yes Jewels, one of his former employees that he's saying he's going to sue. He threatened her with legal action after firing her over alleged NDA violations. Mm. She dared him to sue, and now he is doing just that. $8 million is what he wants.
Yikes.
She said, F an NDA. That was her response to all of that.
Well, that's not good.
Yeah.
That's not going to hold up in court, ma'am.
Well, that is your Yeezy. And when we come back, we have Under the Radar. These are the stories that are not in the headlines. They are flying under the radar. If you are planning to go to Miami Beach for spring break, we'll give you an update because, you know, Miami broke up with spring break. Mm. And we'll talk about marriage rates. They are up. And we'll discuss why it's way up.
I got news.
This is the news that relates to you. These stories are flying under the radar.
All right, it's way up, and it's time for Under the Radar with my girl Candace.
What's going on?
What's going on? And here's some good news for Under the Radar. Marriage rates are up and divorce rates are down.
I love this.
According to New Day. We love that for
yes,
us, don't we?
Yes.
All right, and according to reports, intentionality may be behind declining divorce rates. And being stuck at home during lockdown forced a lot of couples to face problems in their relationship head on.
Yes.
And that might have caused some additional issues, or it could help lay the groundwork for yes. a stable future.
I definitely discovered that Chris and I were meant to be during Aww. The pandemic. Yeah, so it worked out. But I have friends that literally like were like, GTFO, get me out of here.
Right.
Yeah, I can't be married
Please
anymore.
Please help.
Yeah.
You know, it's interesting because it's nice to be with somebody who you could really literally spend every single day with.
That's how I feel.
But for some people, you know, you do need a little break sometimes.
Yes. Every now and then.
To balance.
Yes. Yeah.
All right. Now, a judge has ruled that Miami Beach's spring break midnight curfew is staying. There were three nightclubs that have filed complaints against the city. And it was M2, Mint Lounge, and Exchange. Mm. And so you want to make sure that businesses are still able to make money.
Right.
But some people were like, well, we had to close businesses. There were the strictest measures ever to protect life and property from stampedes. There were shootings, stabbings, all kinds of things that were issues that were going on. And so according to people who live in the community, these are shared sacrifices we make as a community
yes.
to protect the life and property from criminals that we see year after year. How do you put a price on an innocent life, the life of a spring breaker?
Mm.
You know, but that's hard because a lot of people do rely. I was in Miami recently for the Sobe Wine and Food Festival. Mm-hmm. And I do feel like, you know, it is important for some of these businesses to make sure that during this time they may right. be ramping up
right.
as far as clubs. Business. And people do come there to go to the club. So if clubs have to close at midnight,
yeah.
that is going to be difficult. But safety first.
I mean, but are you hedging your entire year on this one week? Like, there's so many things that happen in Art Basel.
Yeah.
Like, ABFF. There's so many things that happen in Miami that you can, like,
yeah.
put out your business
It doesn't
to.
Have to be... that
just
particular
spring
week.
Break. Like, mm-hmm. is spring break the biggest week in Miami?
How about just have a day party?
Have a darty and make your money. Yeah. Stop suing people.
Well, that is your Under the Radar. And now you know we got the Way Up Mix at the top of the hour. Plus, author and a friend of mine, journalist, Michael Arsenault. He's a friend of ours.
Yes.
Is going to be joining us. I finally bought some Jordans. That is his latest collection of essays that is available right now. It's Way Up.
Way Up.
Just like to talk like they Angela Yee, like they Angela Yee.
Man, she's spilling it all. This is Yee T.
Way Up.
Party time. It's Way Up.
Yay.
Candace is here from Real Housewives of Potomac.
Hi.
Guest hosting all week. Yes. Folks, all right, let's get into this Yee T. We were talking about the NAACP Image Awards just off the camera, too, just now. One of the top honors, Usher, was named Entertainer of the Year. Well
Love
deserved.
That. He's having like a moment, and mm-hmm. I'm so happy for him.
Yeah, and he's really thankful, he said, for the journey of his career, 3 decades.
That's insane. And he doesn't age.
At all.
And his music is still so good.
So congratulations to him. His award was presented to him by Oprah, by the way.
Yes, that's an accomplishment.
A lot of people were at the awards this year. Now, Queen Latifah was hosting, and she got a message from Vice President Kamala Harris at the start of the awards, reminding people to make sure you go out and make sure you're registered to vote.
That's right.
Now, one of the things that she also talked about is a lot of the struggles that we're facing, like inflation. Mm. And Taraji P. Henson spoke up from the audience. Listen to this.
And it's no secret we are facing some seriously pivotal issues. Everyone's talking about inflation. You know what's not feeling inflation?
Equal pay for black actresses.
Thank you, Taraji, for standing up for all of us.
Okay.
I love that the NAACP allowed her to do that, because I feel like when she was doing the Color Purple tour, there was a lot of like back and forth about whether or not it was appropriate for Taraji to be talking about equal pay for black women. And I love that. I feel like the NAACP kind of came out and said, no, this conversation is relevant. It's important. It needs to be talked about. And they co-signed her.
Yeah.
Getting
they
behind
gave
it.
That moment.
Yes.
All right. And in addition to that, Fantasia shed some tears. I love some Fantasia.
Me too.
She got the award for Outstanding Actress in a Motion Picture. That's for The Color Purple, since we were talking about
Amen.
The Color Purple.
Yes.
And here's what she said.
I don't even have a speech because I didn't think I was going to win.
My mother was a woman that went through a lot of things, but I saw her, after everything she went through, walk out as a queen. She always kept God first, and I will continue to do the same. So, I know before I leave, I want to say to God be the glory. To God be the glory.
Sing your song, Fantasia.
Thank you, Fantasia.
Yes.
All right, and another thing that happened was Amanda Seales posted this video about not being invited to certain award shows, even though she's hosted before. Listen to this.
If it wasn't for y'all, I would really think that I ain't doing shit, because the industry I'm in does not recognize me. And to be clear, I'm speaking about the black spaces in the industry I'm in. You know, like, I don't get invited to Essence Women in Hollywood. I've never been invited to the NAACP Image Awards. I've been nominated for an Image Award. Never been invited to the NAACP Image Awards. I literally hosted the BET Awards in 2020 in my house, and I was not invited to the BET Awards since.
Amanda definitely needs to be invited to all.
She's more than deserving
of the award shows.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I don't know where the disconnect is. Is it that like your person is supposed to submit you, or how does this work?
I do feel like the way that the system works is like, if you want to be invited to something, you have your publicist submit your name. Mm-hmm. And I could never believe that BET would not accept her wanting to come in and be a guest.
And give her the special treatment.
Right. She's a fixture in the black community for sure, and a voice that is really important.
I remember when she was hosting the BET Awards during the pandemic and had to set everything up at home by herself and figure out all of the technicals for that. But that is your Yee T. And when we come back, Candace, since you're here, we got to talk to you about everything Candace related. Okay?
Okay.
It's Way Up.
You vibing Way Up with Angela Yee.
Come right back.
More.
It's Angela Yee, and my friends from the U.S. Virgin Islands and I are inviting you to the gorgeous islands of St. Thomas, St. Croix, and St. John. USVI holds a special place in my heart. USVI is truly a magical place and a one-of-a-kind travel destination. From USVI's amazing food to the warm hospitality, culture, and breathtaking beaches, USVI has everything you could ever want in a vacation. Did you know you don't need a passport to travel to the USVI when traveling from within the U.S.? That's right, it is so easy. No passport is needed when traveling from the U.S. Be sure to add the U.S. Virgin Islands to your list of places to vacation this year. USVI is one of those must-see places. Visit usvi.com and start planning your next getaway to St. Thomas, St. Croix, and St. John. That's visit usvi.com. I'm headed to USVI for Carnival in St. Thomas in May, and I cannot wait. I hope to see you there. USVI, naturally in rhythm.
Tired of endless diets and weight loss struggles? It's time to say goodbye to frustration and hello to results. Introducing Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD, your breakthrough solution to fight stubborn body fat. Imagine burning fat, balancing glucose levels, and regulating metabolism in just 12 weeks. This unique 2-in-1 product combines the power of two clinically studied ingredients in one revolutionary formula. Berberine, which targets abdominal fat, and OEA, which curbs your appetite. With just 2 capsules a day, Smart Metabolic Burn by BrainMD can kickstart your metabolism, fight stubborn body fat, especially that pesky abdominal fat, and support your weight management journey. And right now, save over 30% on Smart Metabolic Burn at GetSmartBurn.com. The lowest price anywhere. That's GetSmartBurn.com. Don't delay. Transform your life with Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. Our products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law.
See terms and conditions. 18 plus. Now. Yes, it's way up. My girl Candace Dillard Bassett has been here with me guest hosting today on a Monday.
Today on Monday and all week, darling.
And all week. Got this week started off right. But of course, Real Housewives was on last night. Yes. And you're in New York. And I got to assume it's some music things happening.
Actually, yes. Okay. There are. So I originally was coming here just for you guys. This mm-hmm. was like my week to co-host with you. But my team is always working and they actually have some label meetings set up for me.
Ooh.
So I'll be hanging out and, you know, having some meetings and pitching my music. And I think we're going to do like a little listening session.
Okay.
And you know, hopefully.
Oh, a listening session.
Yes.
So how many songs? We have Fine Wine, so we're going to yes. cue that up. But how many songs do you have now, like recorded that yeah. we haven't heard yet that's ready to go?
Oh my gosh. 6 or 7.
Mm-hmm.
I've been recording. Everything has been recorded in LA.
Okay.
Shout out to Triangle Park, the amazing team I've been working with. So I'm hoping, I'm probably just going to do an EP, I think.
Okay,
but
makes sense.
I'm like, the song list is getting so long and I love all of the songs we've done so far. So I'm like, is it an album? I don't know, but we'll see. We're going to figure out what the team is going to look like and then we'll figure out what songs we're going
to
put on.
Yeah, because that's why if you saw last night, she had to go catch a flight.
I did.
You know, because you are booked and busy. A lot of things happening.
Yes.
We all know that you also were around with Tamar on tour with
yes,
her, too.
Yes, it was just her birthday. Happy birthday, Tamar. Your yeah. birthday was yesterday, I think. Yeah.
So that's a beautiful thing. Another thing on this show, in the midst of your career, though, is you got very emotional about wanting to have a baby.
Yes.
And so that's also another journey. And you can yeah. have it both ways. Because sometimes
Thank
it is
you.
Difficult to think about a career and yeah. what you have going on right now, but right. also wanting to make sure you can have a family.
Yeah.
But you can do all of those things.
I want to be a poster child for what you just said. I want to be someone that black women can look at and say, she has a career, she has businesses, she's supporting herself, her family, and she's a great mom, and she's a present mom, mm-hmm. and a loving mom, and a sane mom. I'm manifesting all of those things. So yeah, that was hard. That scene was like, I was like, my heart was beating the whole time that I was talking to Dr. Ken, because I was I was afraid to say it out loud. Like, it was like I had a realization in that moment that all of this, like, talking around the subject of having a baby, I just want to have a baby. Like, and I, it's okay to say that.
Yeah,
and
it's be, fine to say it.
Yeah. So that's where I am now. So we're figuring out the rest.
All right, good. Well, listen, I hope y'all are having fun while you're trying too at the same time.
A little bit, yes.
Ooh, all right. Well, again, Candace is going to be here all week, so we'll be having some little check-ins.
Yes.
And I know a lot of your fans and friends and family are checking in too, and they have questions also. But here's a snippet of Fine Wine right now. And yeah, and we also have Ask Ye, 800-292-5150 on the way. But let's hear some Fine Wine right here.
My body's your party, show out. I know what you want. We can go around. Leave it right there. I need a pillow. Cause boy, I'm fine. Sexy fine wine. Dirty fine wine. That's what I like.
A little dirty fine wine.
Yes.
All right. Well, Candace, make sure y'all download Fine Wine. She's got a whole EP on the way.
Yes.
You got meetings while you're here in town this week.
Yes.
And yeah, Ask Ye is on the way because you're also great at giving advice.
I do like to give advice.
Yeah.
Yes.
You're really good at it.
Yes. I'm a miniature Oprah.
Okay.
/ Iyanla.
All right. Mini Oprah, Iyanla. Yes. Oprah Van Zandt.
Yes.
All right. 800-292-5150. Ask Ye. In the meantime, oh, here's another great singer, songwriter, Money Long, Made for
Love
Me.
Her.
Is way up.
Here I go. Hey, everybody.
Whether it's relationship or career advice, Angela's dropping facts.
Don't you should know.
This is Ask Ye.
What's up? It's Way Up with Angela Ye. I'm Angela Ye, and my guest host Candace is here all week.
Hello.
Happy Monday.
Okay.
And it's time for Ask Ye, 800-292-5150. Any question, we want to help you out. And we have Joe on the line. What's up, Joe?
Hi, Joe.
Hey, how y'all doing this afternoon?
Good, thank you. What's your question today?
Okay, so I have a friend, and she's married, but the guy she's married to, he does drugs. He beats on her in front of the kids. You know, and I'm offering to try to get her out. I've even offered to pay for her divorce and get her therapy to where she can get away from this guy. But it seems like no matter how hard I try to be that friend, she just won't leave.
Right.
And it sucks because I watched my mom all my life. I'm almost 40 years old. I watched her go through the same thing, you know, and some people never get out of it. I mean, I just don't understand why somebody would want to stay in that predicament, especially when they beat you in front of your kids.
Yeah.
My personal opinion, he needs his behind tore up.
Right. Mm-hmm. I agree with you on that. And that's a difficult situation because people don't leave until they're ready to leave. It doesn't matter what you say to her. All you can do is be the supportive friend and offer the resources.
Right.
You know, to her that can be helpful and beneficial and be there for her because it's hard to watch your friends go through something like that.
Yes.
She's tried leaving, but every time she tries leaving, he finds her and beats her. And I told her, I'm like, why won't you just put us behind bars?
And people who are in relationships like that, a lot of times they'll make excuses.
Continually. You
know, for the other person.
Yeah. That's what she does. She keeps saying, oh, well, I love him. I'm like, what's love got to do with it?
She has to be ready, Joe. That's the bottom line. And until she is, all you can do is be there for her and know that she knows that you are a resource for her. And the worst thing you can do is try to push her to do something that she's not ready to do.
She might cut you off.
Right. And that's what I'm not trying. And that's what I told her. I said, I'm not trying to push you. I said, but whenever you're ready, just call me and I will help you.
Yes. Stay there.
I wonder if her having a conversation with your mom even like that might be something, you know, somebody that...
My mom has tried, and it goes in one ear and out the other sometimes with her. And I'm
but, you know, I will say you never know when something will stick. I had an issue like this with a somebody really, really close to me, and she was stuck in this relationship and wasn't listening to anybody. And as much as people try to talk to her, she would cut them off and really isolate herself. But then one day she finally had enough.
Yeah.
And that's when I took her to the police station to file that restraining order. That was the first step, and she never looked back after that.
Wow.
And so I think there's hope.
Yes.
You just don't know when that day is going to come. But
her
breaking
point is her breaking point.
Right.
Only she knows what that is.
But, you know, I think it's important to remind her, you do have children you have to think about also. It's not just about you.
Well, here's what makes it really awkward about the situation. It's her, the guy she's married to, her ex-husband, and her kids all living in the same place.
Ooh. Oh my God.
So and what, exactly. So
the ex-husband.
And I'm sitting here, I'm like, okay, I'm like, why isn't the ex-husband sticking right. up for you and stopping this guy?
Right. Wow. Yeah. That's
I'm
a
like,
lot.
He must love enjoying it because he's sitting there watching it.
Listen, I just pray that she gets out of this alive.
Yes.
And
with her children.
Yeah, her and her children.
See, that's what I'm scared of. I'm scared that one day I'm going to get a phone call. She's going to end up dead.
Well, we're not going to put that in the air.
But you know what? Express all of these things to her. Yes. That's all you can do. Like I said, help her with
whatever
resources.
Day.
Yeah.
Yeah. Be right. there for her. Yes, that's ma'am. The best you can do. Yeah.
Well, thank
yes,
you.
Ma'am.
You have a good heart.
Yes, ma'am. I appreciate it.
All right. Take care.
Thank you.
All right, well, that was Ask Ye, 800-292-5150, in case you couldn't get through. And when we come back, Michael Arsenault, the author of I Finally Bought Some Jordans, that book is out now. I Can't Date Jesus, that's another book that
that's
he wrote.
My,
and I Don't Want to Die Poor.
Yes, that was my other favorite. Yes, love him.
All right, well, he'll be joining us when we come back. It's Way Up.
You vibing Way Up with Angela Ye.
Come right back.
More now.
What's up? It's Way Up with Angela Ye, and I have a really special guest here with me, and I've been asking Michael to come up here. Michael Arsenault is here, author of I Finally Bought Some Jordans.
You Woo! Have. Thank you for having me.
Can I say New York Times best-selling author, because you have other books that, you know I love your books.
Yes.
You know, I can't date...
why I'm a New York Times best-selling author, so thank you.
I Can't Date Jesus, and I Don't Want to Die Poor.
Yes.
So let's start with the beginning part, and I won't give away too much of the book, but there are some people that have you blocked that you really love, like Toni Braxton and Jhené Aiko. Both have you blocked.
I'm trying to get unblocked by both.
And you're
of
trying
them.
To get unblocked. But there have been a few situations where things that you have written about people have actually come back to a point where you've had to, like, just so you know, I've written about you before.
You know, I function as a critic for the most part, or mm-hmm. I have been in the years past, and a lot of people don't like criticism as much as they make it seem. I think kind of criticism in general is like a dying art form. And so for me, like in the first case, the first two books, they both had been adapted, or they were optioned to be adapted for TV. And each instance, it was someone that reached out to me that I wrote very critically about. So I was actually surprised that they were interested.
Meeting with you?
Yeah. Yeah, like with, for example, with Lee Daniels. Initially, I worked with Lee Daniels and Gerard Carmichael. I was working with them on a TV adaptation of I Can't Date Jesus. It's in another direction now. It's still going, though, thankfully. But in each instance, like with Lee Daniels, he was like, you talked about me, you and I was like, yes.
Yes.
He respected that.
Right now, I'm talking to author Michael Arsenault. His book, I Finally Bought Some Jordans, is out now.
In the case of Toni Braxton, I've never had that opportunity. It's just
so
like
what,
a block.
Yeah, you don't even really know what you could have possibly said. You're trying to figure it out.
Yes. So I used to be an active Twitter user, and I just used to tweet about Braxton family values. So I used to have names for some of them, and playful, but maybe not. Mm-hmm. I used to call one of them Mounty Braxton because mm-hmm. she was from Baltimore but sounded like she was from Canada. Tracy, may she rest, left behind Braxton only because that was a plot line.
She kept saying that,
yes.
Yeah.
Which she actually followed me. Toni, though, I never even said nothing about Toni Braxton. I might have said once, she's like the Suge Avery of R&B.
But you didn't think that was an insult in any way.
Who wouldn't want to be the Suge Avery of R&B?
Right.
I don't know. But blocked. Like
I wonder when that happened. Sheesh.
I was trying to promote her single, and it was like, oh, you can't tag her. Nope.
Hopefully, somebody can let Toni Braxton, if y'all could all just tag her.
Please.
And be like, please, unblock Young Cynic. But you're still a fan. Even with Jhené Aiko, you're still a fan of hers.
Yes.
Even though you don't know why you're blocked.
My suspicion is I was misquoted and she might have searched her name. Because I don't even at people.
Right,
like,
anymore.
I don't like to at... No, actually...
Well, use the hashtag.
Yeah, I use the hashtag. The only time I really at you is if you actually at me. Because some of those reality stars search their names.
Yeah, they
and
do.
And like to get buck at you. And I don't usually believe in arguing back and forth, but... Back then, I kind of would a little bit.
I think it's interesting when people do that. Like, I remember there was an author who came on when I was on The Breakfast Club, mm-hmm. did the interview, and then afterwards, she was like ripping The Breakfast Club. But then she came back on for her next book. And I'm like, you just said what a terrible platform this is, how awful it is. But then you came on and did another interview.
See, I don't like that kind of
thing. I thought that was wild. I was like, okay, miss.
Because if you feel the way and you're actually fortunate enough to be in that position, say it directly. Mm-hmm. You'd be surprised, depending on how you convey the message. But Jhené, I think I was at an event where they gave me and the other panelists alcohol to talk about R&B. All I was trying to say was that her voice wasn't like Sade. I was trying to make a maybe more nuanced point than like Red Wine allowed at the time.
So you said Sade had a fuller
voice. That was it. And I actually admit in the book, I was actually a little wrong about Janae's voice. So my bad. But that's, I'm like, I'm a fan. And once again, I was trying to do free promo. And I'm like, oh, she blocked me. I'm like, oh, no.
Michael Arsenault is here. And we have a lot more with him when we come back. You know him as the author of I Can't Date Jesus, I Don't Want to Die Poor, and Now I Finally Bought Some Jordans. We have more. It's Way Up.
Vibing Way Up with Angela Yee. Come right back. More.
It's Angela Yee, and my friends from the U.S. Virgin Islands and I are inviting you to the gorgeous islands of St. Thomas, St. Croix, and St. John. USVI holds a special place in my heart. USVI is truly a magical place and a one-of-a-kind travel destination. From USVI's amazing food to the warm hospitality, culture, and breathtaking beaches, USVI has everything you could ever want in a vacation. Did you know you don't need a passport to travel to the USVI when traveling from within the U.S.? That's right, it is so easy. No passport is needed when traveling from the U.S. Be sure to add the U.S. Virgin Islands to your list of places to vacation this year. USVI is one of those must-see places. Visit USVI.com and start planning your next getaway to St. Thomas, St. Croix, and St. John. That's visit USVI.com. I'm headed to USVI for Carnival in St. Thomas in May, and I cannot wait. I hope to see you there. USVI, naturally in rhythm.
Tired of endless diets and weight loss struggles? It's time to say goodbye to frustration and hello to results. Introducing Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD, your breakthrough solution to fight stubborn body fat. Imagine burning fat, balancing glucose levels, and regulating metabolism in just 12 weeks. This unique 2-in-1 product combines the power of two clinically studied ingredients in one revolutionary formula. Berberine, which targets abdominal fat, and OEA, which curbs your appetite. With just 2 capsules a day, Smart Metabolic Burn by BrainMD can kickstart your metabolism, fight stubborn body fat, especially that pesky abdominal fat, and support your weight management journey. And right now, save over 30% on Smart Metabolic Burn at GetSmartBurn.com. The lowest price anywhere. That's GetSmartBurn.com. Don't delay. Transform your life with Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. Our products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Okay, round 2. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Now.
What's up? It's Way Up with Angela Yee. I'm Angela Yee, and journalist and author Michael Arsenault is here with me today. Also want to talk to you about something interesting that you said in the book was about learning how to be able to cry.
Yes.
You know, and I think that's an important thing to do because sometimes we feel like we have to be so strong all the time.
Yeah.
And crying is like a sign of weakness.
I cried this morning. Mm-hmm. It's supposed to be a celebratory day, but I'm like, I miss my mom. And I'd rather at least get it out than not. My mom died like 4 months ago, and that was my lifeline in my heart. I'm not going to pretend that I'm not carrying that pain with me. And I don't want to talk in a way that makes other people feel more comfortable because I know grief is hard for other people to be around and all of that. So I respect it. But at the same time, it's like, I have to be honest and honestly stick to what I wrote in the book. I need to be honest about where I'm at. And I didn't want to like fold up or make myself into somebody I'm not, or a feeling that I don't really have, because I don't think that would serve me any purpose. And I honestly think it would be antithetical to what I try to get across in my books, which is just to be open and honest about the stuff that's bothering you. And hopefully my sadness and my grief or whatever will help people deal with theirs, or inform people how to treat other folks who are dealing with it, or just provide like an escape.
Right now, I'm talking to author Michael Arsenault. His book, I Finally Bought Some Jordans, is out now. Your dad, did he read this book?
No, my dad doesn't read my books, but I do know my aunts read it, and they said that I was honest but respectful, which is literally the best thing you could hear from that, you know, demo.
Because you're always very clear. I love my dad. Like, I love him so much, but there's a lot of flaws.
And I don't want to say this in like a demeaning way. I just think some people are incapable of having certain types of conversations with you and reaching certain conclusions. And you're not necessarily going to get what you want out of them.
Mm-hmm.
So what I try to write about is that in spite of knowing that, I try to like maintain relationships and communication as best I can, and hopefully something changes. But if not, just as a child, I'm trying to maintain something, if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think we're ever going to have that moment where he admits a lot of things.
Right.
In fact, since recently, I kind of know. But we love each other, and we're all doing our best.
Mm-hmm.
So I just try to meet him where I'm at.
Yeah. Does he hug you at least? Or?
Yes. You know what's crazy? My dad, he like, you know, hood and like kind of all toughened up. But one time he got on the phone recently, like, young says that he loved me. And then he will hug me. He'll be like a, you know, what's up, my boy? You know,
stay up.
Yeah. He'll hug me now. He'll be like, I love you on the phone. I had to keep saying, I love you, Pop. Love you, Pop.
Cause right,
I
don't to say it back.
Cause also, even if you don't necessarily have the language, I have the language.
Right.
And I know what you need. I know it feels good for him to hear me say it because he said it in his mm-hmm. way. So that's how, you know, like he might not be able to give me that, but I can give him something. And in turn, like I still have a parent that I can have a relationship with. Because I think sometimes you can't, I understand why some people, particularly queer folks, might cut off their relationships with their parents for their own well-being.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't want to do that. So this is the best I can do with it.
I also think sometimes like my dad is not like that either.
Yeah.
Like my dad won't be like, I love you and do those things. He'll be like, all right. And then just hang up the phone.
Yeah.
It's just weird to me. It's like, all right, see you later.
I go by what they were taught or what they weren't taught.
Yeah. That's what I think sometimes like the older generation, it was a lot different.
Yeah. He had it really hard. And that was what I tried to get out of my first book. Like you have to, even if it was a chaotic, troubled childhood, understanding why a person is who they are and why they do things that they do might not necessarily bring you complete peace, but it provides an understanding
mm-hmm.
that I think really helps the person that's been hurt or impacted.
Well, thank you. And make sure y'all pick up I Finally Bought Some Jordans. You guys are going to enjoy this so much. And also, there'll be parts where you'll really be touched and be able to relate, because I know for me, I was like, oh my God, you know, me too. And
yes. Thank you for having me. This is great.
Thank you. It was such a pleasure to see you. And I will see you when I come to LA soon.
Yes, you will.
You can watch that full interview on my YouTube channel, Way Up With Ye. And when we come back, of course, we have the last word.
Pick up the phone.
Tap in.
Tap in and get your voice heard.
What the word is.
Here's the last word on Way Up with Angela Yee.
What's up? It's Way Up with Angela Yee. I'm Angela Yee. And day one, Candace Dillard Bassett as my host.
We did it, Joe. I made it.
You got four more days, though.
I'm excited. I feel really good. I feel blessed to be here. And thanks for your hospitality.
Of course. We'll have breakfast tomorrow. How's that?
Yes.
Okay.
Food.
Yes, food tomorrow. But tomorrow, we're also going to discuss this fight.
Yes.
That I saw on the Jasmine brand.
Yes. It is. I mean, it was a long time coming because mm-hmm. it kind of came out way early in the season and people have been kind of anticipating talking about it.
Yes.
So the clip is out. The people
don't
are talking.
She don't got a scratch on her, guys. There's no scratch.
Listen, the army of the Lord protected me. Yes. But yeah, I have some things I want to clear up.
Okay. So tomorrow we are going to give you the time and space to clear all of it up.
Come on back.
On Way Up With Ye. And in the meantime, thank you so much to Michael Arsenault for joining us. We both love Michael.
Love you, Michael.
I Finally Bought Some Jordans is out now and the interview is on my YouTube channel, Way Up With Ye, and of course you guys have the last word.
My secret is I used to talk to this girl about 10 years ago. She moved out of state and I ended up moving down south. Well, me and her mom, you know, was close. Me and her started sleeping around, messed around, and the younger sister came and I didn't even know it was the sister. Me and the sister started hanging out. I ended up sleeping with the sister. It was just a crazy situation.
I want to shine a light on my sisters of the Alabama Fire women's tackle football team. We had an undefeated regular season last year, and we were just one game short of making the Women's Hall of Fame and ESPN2. I'm so proud of my ladies. So keep shining the fire bright, Alabama Fire women's football team.
Going way up,
turn up.
With Angela Yee.
Hey, it's Angela Yee from Way Up with Angela Yee. Imagine swapping your car keys for a chance to move your body, better mental health, connecting with your community, and creating memories without spending money. Join me and embrace nature's pace by taking a walk, hike, or a bike ride with Rails to Trails Conservancy, because our time on the trail is so much more than a day outside. Get ideas for getting outside at railstotrails.org/iHeart and on social media at Rails to Trails.
Tired of endless diets and weight loss struggles? It's time to say goodbye to frustration and hello to results. Introducing Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD, your breakthrough solution to fight stubborn body fat. Imagine burning fat, balancing glucose levels, and regulating metabolism in just 12 weeks. This unique 2-in-1 product combines the power of two clinically studied ingredients in one revolutionary formula. Berberine, which targets abdominal fat, and OEA, which curbs your appetite. With just 2 capsules a day, Smart Metabolic Burn by BrainMD can kickstart your metabolism, fight stubborn body fat, especially that pesky abdominal fat, and support your weight management journey. And right now, save over 30% on Smart Metabolic Burn at GetSmartBurn.com. The lowest price anywhere. That's GetSmartBurn.com. Don't delay. Transform your life with Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. Our products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of home ownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.